Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Into the Utah zone. Oslin drops it. Roseanne back to Oslin for a shot, and that's high. Roseanne tips it in front. They score! Noah Oslin parked in front of the net. Picks up his first, and the Sabres tie the game at one.
Oh, man. The only goal that the Sabres scored this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
As depressing as that
sounds. I was going to say, I was producing this week, and I went to look for Sabres highlight. I was like, oh, there are none from the last game against the Blues. So
unfortunately, no.
Came to that realization pretty quick, but what are you going to do?
Well, we were texting about this off air, so Brian Colzio and I were about breaking down every goal that the Sabres had this week. So that's the one. Brian, let's get into it about that specific goal and only that goal.
Yeah, that's the only one. That's the breakdown. Unfortunately, they've played three home games here and they've scored one goal in eight periods and two overtimes. That's the only one right there. You got to go back to, they had obviously no goals against St. Louis, one against Utah, and then the Capitals game, they won in a shootout, which, you know, I guess I'm not counting as a goal there, but that overtime, the third period, the second period, the last time the Sabres scored there was late first period against Washington. So it's been a while. They're in some scoring woes. A huge piece of it, obviously, they've got some guys out of the lineup, but they also have Tage Thompson and Alex Tuch playing, and those two guys offensively need to really, really kind of, I think, get their game going, especially with all these injuries right now at the forward position.
And that's really where the crux of it all has to go at this point, Brian, because the defense has been playing well. They've been getting better goaltending throughout consistently. People want to go ahead and leave UPL out to dry in the Blues game, and I'm not ready to do that one because of you win zero games when you don't score. There was a goal that he wanted back in that one, but still, it would have been, what, 1-0, 2-0, still losing the game. The offensive woes are stacked with injuries. You have Norris and Benson out. That's two-thirds of your top six, or top line, actually, heading into the season. You have Kulik out. You have Zucker out, both of them dealing with different illnesses of sorts and being placed on injured reserve. Benson was recently seen in a walking boot, yet there's reports that he might be back soon. It is to a point, though, that you mentioned it still comes down to you have two guys that are star players on this team, or at least top-end players on their team. And with Tage Thompson, it's a former 40-goal scorer consistently. Alex Tuch is looking for a new contract. And you need to see more from them when they have something to play for, really.
Yeah, I think for sure. I mean, the power play has been struggling during the stretch here as of late. I know that they've gotten points up until this last game here. They had a 7-game point streak, which I want to applaud them for. They did not do a good job of getting those games to overtime last year. They would find ways to still be down by a goal at the end of regulation. They would find ways to blow a lead or, you know, be all over a team but not be able to get that tying goal to force it to overtime. So I do want to applaud them if they had that 7-game point streak. With that being said, they also haven't been able to finish any of them when they get to overtime lately. Overall, if you just take the bulk of these games, they've only won one of their last six. So if you look at it that way, you could spin it and say, yeesh, like, you know, wonders they are tied for last right now in the standings. Yes, 14 points in 14 games, you're getting points. You're not burying yourself, but you're also not putting yourself in a position that ultimately, if you continue to play at this clip, is going to be good enough to get you a playoff spot. We know that they've got to play probably enough that gets you 6 out of every 10 points. You do that, that gets you 98. That's going to get you into the playoffs for sure. We know usually in the East, that low to mid 90 range point total wise is going to be what gets you into the postseason. Thompson and Tuck have to lead the way. I would throw Dahlin in that mix too. We know obviously now there's a whole nother side story to the Rasmus Dahlin season, but those three, if we're just looking at offensive production, offensive playmaking, it doesn't have to be necessarily even putting the puck in the net. I'm talking about probably Dahlin more so for this. It's creating plays that lead to goals. And those three, to me, have been extremely underwhelming this year for a variety of reasons, including when they've been on the man advantage for the power play. Those three are out there. They are supposed to lead the charge, and they're not. What has Buffalo's best been? It's been some other role players. Zach Benson, by the way, has been in the lineup for 4 of the 5 wins. I don't think that's by accident. I think he really, really generates a lot offensively. We know Josh Doan's been pretty good as well, helping on the offensive side of things, but your big marquee players have not been coming through overall, to me, enough in terms of goal production.
I do believe with Benson in the lineup, they're 4-1-3 with the eight games that he played. But, and that's the thing, the power play, you mentioned that one. And Lindy Ruff did say a little bit earlier in the year of like, oh, we're going to see something different about them. And I think that that different thing was they were driving it through Benson. And now with him out, it does look like last year's problems are this year's problems with the man advantage once again.
Yeah, and it's still a lot of things that my eyes are seeing that are the same as last year. A lot of perimeter passing, not much at the net, not a lot of bodies at the net. When they seem to be able to get entry in, which to me always just seems to take too long, it's the drop pass from, it feels like from the red line, like literally almost back toward the goaltender sometimes. To me, like, there has to be a better way to bring the puck up the ice with speed. I know, you know, they'll argue that they all want to be at the blue line ready to go and charge in. I get it, but I feel like at times it's frustrating when they get it and it's just there's no speed for the Sabres coming in because they're all standing on that blue line waiting to go in. Nevertheless, beyond that, the power play has to be better. You're playing against some teams that are very, very poor on the penalty kill, and they haven't been able to take advantage of that at all. Right now, with the fact that they do have so many injuries and so little depth at the forward position, when you do have a power play opportunity and you do have Tage and Alex Tuck all out there together with a couple of these other players, you've got to take advantage of it because they're not creating enough 5-on-5 right now with the fact that they don't have 4 scoring lines. That's a spot that they can still take advantage of and feel kind of like semi-healthy when you've got that 5-on-4 right. unit out there. And that's been really disappointing for them for sure.
And you mentioned the injuries and the depleted lineup there, obviously. Zucker, Kulik, on IR. And it does look like there's a bit of a different approach going on by necessity from them. Isaac Rizé and Noah Oslin, they do, over the past few games, get their first career goals in the NHL. I think they play well together, even within Buffalo. It was, though, they tried to put them with Tage Thompson. It didn't really seem to work. But it does seem like with Thompson, not a lot of combinations are working with him in particular the last couple games.
Yeah, I think Thompson, to me, is a real mystery in the sense that we know, obviously, this guy at any point can go off. And I'm not saying that his season is going to be a disappointment in any manner. But after he had the 3 goals in 2 games against the Leafs, I thought, okay, that's going to get him going. I know Paul and I last year looked at his stats. He had that 5-game scoreless streak at the beginning of the season. And then he scored 5 games in a row. And he definitely kind of is a streaky scorer like that, which probably is the case for a lot of good elite goal scorers. That they're not just necessarily a guy that can just score every single night, which you can't expect him to, but he has to be a real leader out there. There are definitely nights and definitely shifts and definitely periods where I sit there and say, is Thompson an energy spark? I don't ever want to sit here and question any of these guys in terms of effort. I know that's an easy fan line for you to say, oh, they're not trying, or boy, how come it looks like they're playing lazy? Like, I'm not willing to go to that level at this moment, but there should be providing energy. Benson has done that. Doan has done that. I feel like you need your best offensive players to kind of be in takeover mode. Thompson has not really done that quite a bit this year, where he's out there saying, look, I'm going to dominate right now. And I don't know if I feel like he has a lot of confidence to do that, which is kind of surprising because he is an elite goal scorer in this league. Like, get out there, take over, dominate, make a play for yourself, make a play for your teammate, because your team needs you right now. And I just wonder, with what's happening with Dahlin and now he's off there, what's happening with the pressure of Tuck with his contract, and Thompson's maybe sitting here saying, geez, I've got one of my teammates who maybe might not even be here soon. I got another teammate who's dealing with something extremely important on the other side of the globe. You know, where do I fit in this and all this? And are we supposed to be successful? Like, the mental state of some of these players right now in terms of maybe where they're at, like, I don't know how much that is weighing on them, but Thompson probably feels like he's got to come through all the time. And I don't know if he's handling it that well.
Honestly, I've also seen more flashes as of late from Jack Quinn than I have from Tage Thompson. You mentioned like the moments to take over a game, and you're seeing a little bit more flash and pizzazz from Quinn. You're also seeing some of the uglier plays, like the breakaway goal that leads to 1-0 against St. Louis. But I've noticed Quinn has a lot more confidence in his feet, even though he's still inconsistent as a player. It does look like when he is on, he can move. Again.
Yeah, I agree. I think Quinn has been good for that for the most part. You going back to Roseanne and Auslan too, together, I think you're right. I think they've been good. I probably wouldn't have played them with Thompson. I know Paul had mentioned they hadn't taken even a shift in practice together, which is why he was surprised to see them start that St. Louis game together and play the first two periods together. Quinn, we know, has the talent to obviously put the puck in the net, but he's had opportunities too. I mean, he was on the doorstep a few times against Utah and couldn't get it done. The Sabres have had good opportunities like that, and then you pass up on it. These are the cute plays that you got to figure out a way to avoid. Even in the game against St. Louis the other night, Lukanen takes that tripping call with 3-something left in the game. Buffalo's shorthanded, and you're thinking, geez, it's over now here. Well, Tuck and Samuelson come down on a 2-on-1 with about 3 minutes to go, 2.5 minutes to go, and Tuck tries to feather a pass to Samuelson on a 2-on-1. Like, what are you doing? You're Alex Tuck. You have to shoot there. This is no insult at Matias Samuelson. What are you doing passing to Samuelson on a 2-on-1 when you maybe have a clear lane to shoot the puck on a guy that's got a 5.02 goals against average? Like, it doesn't make sense to me. That, to me, again, going beyond the strategy of what are you doing, that just shows that, to me, the confidence is not there with the best players on the Sabres right now. If Alex Tuck is confident and he's coming down Matias Samuelson in a moment, shorthanded with 2 minutes to go in the game, and he's not ripping that right at that net to try to score, like, to me, that shows confidence-wise that they're not all there right now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Brian, just looking at, you mentioned UPL and, you know, confidence-wise with him, just from fan perspective and just us, I feel like looking at the goaltending situation with Lyon, with Ellis this season, right? Lyon having being the hot hand right now in net. Lukanen, his first game, falling pretty flat. He then has the big bounce back against the Capitals, big overtime win there. And then, you know, the other night, Derek made a good point of, it's not you're not really helping him by not scoring any goals or anything like that. But what do you make of his performance this season? And I don't know, I can't help but look at his contract and when they signed him. He was a hot and cold player the season before. He had one really consistent season. Are we in for another hot and cold season for him, you think? Or do you think he might be able to settle in once he gets a little more under his feet?
For Lukanen, are you talking about?
Yeah, UPL, yeah.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. I mean, that goal that he gave up against St. Louis, the second one, was really bad. But you're right, in the end, Buffalo scored zero. So in terms of the reasons to blame why they didn't get that game done, like, we can't start with the goaltender when you score zero. I mean, you want to say the goal that he let in, or at least one of them, was a bad one, I'll definitely agree. But you can't start with the reason they lost was because of the goaltender when you score zero. You know, Lukanen, geez, like, I kind of go back and forth. The game against Washington, he played great in the third. He stole the overtime for them. That game, Washington was all over them in the OT, including a penalty kill that they had. And then he goes 5-for-5 in the shootout. And you're walking out of there after that game saying, okay, that's the Lukanen from two seasons ago when he had that really good stretch, when he was putting up Vezina-like numbers. And that's what got him that contract that he has right now. But we've also seen two of his three starts be whether you have a goal that you're sitting there questioning. The obvious, the second goal where the Bukestad scores the other night again with St. Louis, the Toronto game, the third goal that is scored that ultimately sends that game to overtime where Tavares gets the game winner, where you'd like him to also maybe make a save on the Tavares one too, inconsistency. And I think this is what you saw. This is we're seeing in this three-game span that he started this year. You're seeing the microcosm of what he did all of last year. We get really good games, we get questionable games, and then you get these goals here and there along the way that you're really wondering, like, man, is that does an NHL number one let that goal in? I'm not quite sure. Buffalo's definitely got the most consistent goaltending from Alex Lyon. When he's in there, I would say other than maybe one game, I've really ended each night by saying Alex Lyon gave them a chance to win. And I guess that's really all you can ask your goaltender. So, you know, ultimately, at some point, I don't think they can keep three goalies all year long. But with the fact that this team seems to have the injury bug every single day, maybe they can deal with it for a while here until everyone's back and healthy.
Brian, I do want to do a quick mention here with Dahlin. Obviously, he'd been playing distracted and, you know, it has affected his game, clearly. However, now that he is going to be out taking the leave of absence, the Sabres defense has not been their problem. It has been solid. The entirety of their defensive core, it looks like, has been steady for a good part of, you know, the start of this season. Now with Dahlin out, though, my eyes turn to Owen Power, a guy who's making $8 million a year. He does a lot of the good things quietly. And now with the contract that you have, the situation that has been supplied to you, it's time to get a little bit noisier on the player that he was drafted to be potentially here for the Sabres.
I still think the expectations of going first overall and the fact that he's making the $8 million per year that you said, it's going to be very, very difficult to live up to that. And, you know, should you, as a number one overall pick, will you look at other first overall picks? Well, you don't even have to go to first overall picks. You look at other defensemen around the league. Like, you look at Cale Makar didn't go first overall. If Owen Power could play close to Cale Makar's ability and numbers, you'd be like, well, sign me up for another 8 years, right? Like,
right.
These are some of the things. And that's even the thing with Dahlin. You know, now, Dahlin going over to Sweden to be with his fiance, like, that seems to be the right move. I'm 100% on board with it. He clearly is not focused to where he needs to be for hockey. He's not playing his best for hockey. And you know what? We don't know everything that he's going through on a daily basis in terms of communication, lack of communication, how physically exactly his fiance is doing. So if this is what it's going to need to be in order to get him to be a better hockey player and also to get him in the right mindset where he feels good about where he's at with his life off the ice with his fiance, then I'm totally fine with this happening and you know, would welcome it. We all have to remember these are human beings. I know that some fans say, well, because you make millions of dollars, you suddenly are supposed to be able to deal with this better than like all of us would deal with it, which to me is an insane comment to make. Yeah. But I think some people just assume, well, you're a professional athlete. You make millions of dollars. You shouldn't be distracted by the fact that someone that you love is going through a physical, you know, condition here that's really, really maybe putting them, you know, in life harm's way and things like that. So to me, that's preposterous. I'm hoping that that's a very, very small minority that has that. But I know that there are some out there that should say, oh, he should be focused. He's getting paid millions to do so. Like, come on, please. You got to be able to have a little bit more realistic approach to this. This is still, you know, a job in the end. I know it's a well-paid job for a game he loves to play, but I'm totally fine with being where Darlene is at. Obviously, you know, if you separate it and just talk hockey-wise, the sooner Rasmus Dahlin gets back and he feels in the right mindset to be able to play, obviously the better for the Sabres. Like, that's, you know, easy to say. Now, for power, yes, he's going to have to step up. There's going to be more ice time for him. There's going to be more ice time for Byram. When Dahlin was hurt last year, Byram played a ton of minutes. I would expect that to go up. I think Kesselring in the games that we've seen from him play so far since he's been back from injury, I've been very happy with seeing what he's been doing. He should have scored against his former team. Mm-hmm. A beautiful setup from Byram, a bang-bang play at the net. And, of course, Hofer ended up, again, finding a way to make a save there, incredibly. But, yeah, I agree with you. I'm happy with the other 5D that are going to be there. I assume Jacob Bryson will be the guy now coming in to play that sixth role. I don't expect him to get a ton of ice time, but we'll see some of these other guys like Byram and Power probably really increase their ice time. And with Lyon, with how he's been playing, if he continues to play the bulk of the games, I still think even if we just talk defense, not offense, if we just talk defense, the group that they have right now, even without Dahlin, with Lyon and net, I feel confident that the Sabres can go into any game with the, quote, chance to win. They just got to get it done on the other side.
Brian, just looking at Alex Tuch, you mentioned him earlier and, you know, wanting a contract and what Thompson was thinking kind of in the middle of it all. But just from Tuck's perspective here, what do you think they're going to do with him contractually? I feel like if he continues to play this way, do they try and make a trade with him involved to get a bit of a return? Do they let him walk in the offseason or do they sign him back? I feel like it's a hefty price they're going to be asking for someone who's playing the way he is currently. And I get it. He can bounce back at any point and, you know, put some good games together. But and then you see him on the ice with J.J. Paterka in the Utah game. I don't know if you saw that mic'd up clip or not, but saying how J.J. says they treat us so well here and everything like that. What do you think they do with Alex Tuch?
I'm surprised it wasn't done this offseason. When you have a player that's an all-star level player that has scored over 30 goals multiple times with the organization and saying that he wants to be here and he loves being here and, you know, dreamed as a kid of wearing a Sabre uniform, you figure out a way to make that work. They have the cap space to do it. The salary cap's only going to be going up every single year. And I also look at this way. Look at the rest of the roster. Who are guys that you would want to commit to long-term? Well, Dahlin got committed long-term. Power committed long-term. If you know, whether you want to argue Power or not, he's already committed long-term. Byram just signed the 2-year deal. You really can't do anything with him for the foreseeable future. Samuelson is locked up long term. All right. So right now you're kind of locked in on D with your group there. Forward wise, Thompson is signed long term. Who else forward wise do you really would want to commit long term? You're not at Benson moment yet. You're not at Doan moment yet. I mean, some of these other nice role players, maybe McLeod comes into play, but there's nobody that you're going to be spending big time money on, in my opinion, unless they're coming from outside the organization. So I still think Alex Tuch is a huge asset to this organization. He's a leader in the room, on and off the ice. He wants to be here. Tell me how many players in this league that you think are capable of scoring 30-plus goals that say, I want to play for the Buffalo Sabres. I'll wait.
That right. list
when,
is probably
when we
low.
Have dead air for the next hour.
Yeah, I'm not willing to get fined for that, so we can right. go ahead and stop that exercise.
Right. Well, the fact is, I mean, it's kind of sad to say, but even these players that are capable of putting up tuck numbers, they have a no trade clause. I don't want to come to Buffalo. Oh, would you like to sign here as a free agent? No, I'll take less money elsewhere because I know they have a chance to win more than the Sabres do. So, like, you have a player that, you know, on paper, all-star numbers-wise, he wants to be here. Like, I'm shocked that it's not done already. And, you know, the longer and longer that this pans out, it's tougher for Kevin Adams to deal from a strength position in terms of trade. You get all the way to the trade deadline, teams know now that you have to get rid of him because you're going to lose him in the offseason for nothing, which could be possibly maybe one of the worst moments in this drought if it gets that far, is if you go all the way to the end and Alex Tuck just signs as a free agent elsewhere. Like, please don't even let me imagine if it gets to that point there. Again, shocked that it wasn't done already. I think every game that this plays out, especially if the Sabres are not playing well, you're only enticing Alex Tuck to more and more decide, hey, maybe it is greener somewhere else. And even if I could get the same amount of money somewhere else, I think he might try it. I'm stunned that it's not done already.
Well, we'll see how everything plays forward here, Brian. And what's up next for the Sabres with the depleted roster through injuries and now the leave of absence of Dahlin? And we're going to wrap it up on this, Brian. It's that they are going to a building they haven't won in since 2016 in Carolina. So let's see what happens there as you've got pregame tonight.
Yep. Four daunting road games here. And the offense has been a struggle against a team that gives you almost no space to create offense and makes you pay when you make any mistakes. So they've got to be ready. And as you said, they're not going to a place where they have a very good track record.
We'll see what happens. I mean, hey, maybe that can tell you the season's different if they win in Carolina for the first time since 2016. We'll see what happens tonight, though, Brian, and we'll hear from you at 6 o'clock here for a pregame.
Okay, guys, thanks a lot. Have a great rest of your day.
You too. Brian Koziel there on the Western Hotline. Sabres Hurricanes tonight, as mentioned, pregame will start at 6 here on WGR. We'll come back. Little tiny segment, baby segment for you. Why? Because then we're going to talk to Todd Kalin at the bottom of the hour here to get ready for Niagara basketball, taking the airwaves right off the rip at 2 o'clock here on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.